Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. Coloring books aren't just for kids anymore. More and more adults are turning to coloring, drawing, and structured doodling as a way to relieve stress. But the therapeutic value of creating art has long been recognized in the medical field. The term art therapy was coined in the 1940s to describe the use of hands-on creative expression as a technique to help patients improve physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Today, art therapy is employed in a variety of settings to aid both children and adults in expressing and releasing trauma.
Here to give us an overview of art therapy and its applications in the field of mental health is Kathy Malchiotti, an international expert writer and educator in the fields of art therapy, expressive arts, and arts in healthcare. A research psychologist, art therapist, and clinical counselor, Kathy is the founder, director of the Trauma-Informed Practices An Expressive Arts Therapy Institute. She's also the president of Art Therapy Without Borders and is one of its founders.
Welcome to Take Care, Kathy. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
What exactly is art therapy? And you might want to also touch upon the trend of adult coloring books, which some are saying are art therapy, but that's not really the case.
Yeah, I think the coloring book phenomenon first has brought a lot of attention to art therapy, which is probably a good thing. But art therapy is really something that's a bit different from just coloring alone, although coloring itself can feel therapeutic and relaxing. Really, art therapy involves a therapeutic relationship that a professional brings the visual arts and the creative process to people of all ages with the goal of supporting and maintaining or improving a variety of health and wellness goals. Could be emotional health, can be physical health, can be cognitive health, which is a very interesting area, or it can just be for relaxation and self-regulation, which everyone needs.
Is art therapy then focused on the act of creating, or is it also focused on the output? Is what is created revealing and helpful to the therapist in working with the patient?
Yeah, you've hit on the two main, I would say, characteristics of what art therapy can be. And art therapists throughout the United States and the world practice those two characteristics in various ways, depending on who they're working with. But in one sense, the art is therapy itself. You know, the art making in and of itself is therapeutic, and that's based on the creative process itself being something that's helpful to health and well-being. But you also have a product when you're involved in art therapy. There's an art expression that's created, and often art therapists will explore that meaning of that art product with the person to see, you know, what kind of meaning-making and narrative we can derive from it that might be helpful to help them with maybe an emotional distress, a loss, or a trauma. So it really falls into those two characteristics, so to speak. But most times, most art therapy sessions involve both, which is nice. I mean, not all verbal therapy does that, has that kind of aspect. So I think the creativity aspect works both ways. It's actually healing, and it's actually something that generates something symbolic or meaningful that a person can explore.
I think it would be helpful if you could walk us through what might occur at a session with somebody that you've worked with, obviously without using names. But if you could just think of somebody that you've worked with maybe that had post-traumatic stress disorder or something traumatic happened during their life.
Yeah, I think people come to art therapy for various reasons. Some people are self-referred. You know, they feel that art has been helpful in their life. They're not quite sure why. And they find out about art therapy. So that happens quite frequently these days with people that have returned from combat in the military, for example. So, you know, over the past few years, I've seen quite a few adult clients who have self-referred to art therapy because they've found that they can't express what has happened to them with words. and they need some other form of communication in order to get out the story of what happened.
So they already know that they have an issue. That's very interesting. I would think they might get referred to you. So they already are experiencing some level of stress.
And there are people that are referred by other kinds of mental health and healthcare professionals because they believe that something like art therapy, or could be another expressive arts therapy, for example, music therapy or dance movement therapy, would be helpful to that individual. We see that also, you know, which is again typical with the population of the returning military who have challenges with post-traumatic stress disorder and also traumatic brain disorder. So there are a lot of referrals in that area for art therapy because words are very difficult, not only because of the emotional trauma, but also because of the physical head trauma of having experienced a severe concussion. That would be one way that people come. You know, in working with children, oftentimes parents or caregivers will decide that perhaps an art therapist who maybe uses art and play would be really helpful. Like, you know, here would be a kind of a generic composite example. You might see a six-year-old child, let's say, who comes to an outpatient trauma center, and maybe a doctor or nurse sees that because he's been involved in an accident, he's caught up in the memory of what happened and can't get past that maybe car accident where maybe there's been a loss of life or somebody's been seriously hurt. So that child might be referred to art therapy, and you might see him repeating in his drawings the crash scene or some of the things that happened, or playing it out, and maybe with toys or props. That's where we start from, you know, trying to determine how do we help this child? How do we help that child through art find some resilience and be able to work with these memories in order to help decrease them and decrease some of the symptoms of trauma in that child and maybe some of the issues of loss that that child has gone through. So that can be a variety of ways that art is used depending on where the child enters therapy. You know, is the child even talking about the incident? Or does the child prefer, which is really nice about art therapy, and it's relative play therapy, that children can communicate what happened without telling. And I think that's where the real power of the whole approach really resides, is in the fact that people can express what happened without having to say it with words, which sometimes are painful or impossible.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Linda Lowen.
And I'm Lorraine Raff.
And our guest is Kathy Melchiotti. She's an international expert, writer, and educator in the field of art therapy, and we are discussing art therapy. Kathy, is it the actual physical act of releasing the feelings that are associated with the traumatic experiences, or is it the tactile qualities of art therapy that have the most impact?
You know, I think that's one of the things that current research in art therapy is trying to tease out. Is it actually the sensory, because you mentioned tactile, sensory-based experiences that people, you know, are offered in art therapy that are helpful? And I think that, there's some truth in that, because doing something hands-on, we know through research just in general that it reduces depression and anxiety. So is it that aspect that is the so-called cure or healing element, or is it also the relationship between the practitioner, the person offering the art therapy, and what happens, you know, between that practitioner and the person? I think it's actually has to be both, because if we think about how people have healed and recovered and repaired from stress and emotional challenges or other life events, relationship is always what's at the foundation of healing. So I think the art therapist brings a really special relationship in that they're offering this other aspect that you pointed out, this tactile sensory experience to the dynamic. And that's what makes, I think, it such a powerful approach.
You mentioned that when you're working with children, one of the beauties of using art therapy is they don't have to use language and words, and they can draw for you, or you can see that inner turmoil. When you're working with older people that can describe what happened, what approach is taken then? And are there some forms of art that are particularly helpful? Is it always drawing? I know I was on your site, and I see people are doing sculptures, just things with their hands.
Well, and let me back up here for a second with adults. You know, current just research on trauma indicates if people have been through highly traumatic circumstances. Well, let's mention the mass shooting that's terrifically unfortunate and devastating to a community. Many of those survivors, you know, who lost relatives, friends, or just community members will have perhaps post-traumatic stress disorder. And sometimes that, depending on the individual, will affect their ability to communicate in language. Literally, the language area of the brain turns off. You know, so one of the only ways that they can get their feelings and narratives out is through some other means of expression. So that's something that's related to how the brain functions when there's a terrific trauma or loss that one has experienced. So, you know, not every adult, for example, we say children in general don't have the language capacity because of development, because they're young and they don't have all the language skills yet. But adults can fall into that category as well. We think also about Alzheimer's and dementia. People lose their ability to, you know, call up memories and speak words. And sometimes art, and particularly some of the other expressive arts therapies, can be very helpful in kind of reconnecting that, the same way that we reconnected in trauma work. That's another important aspect of why people might want to engage in art therapy as one way to, you know, recover and repair, especially emotional loss and trauma.
How can one go about finding a qualified art therapist?
In the U.S., you can contact the American Art Therapy Association or the Art Therapy Credentials Board, which actually the latter would be atcb.org.
Kathy Malchiotti is an international expert writer and educator in the field of art therapy, expressive arts, and arts in healthcare. A research psychologist, art therapist, and clinical counselor, Kathy is the founder director of the Trauma-Informed Practices and Expressive Arts Therapy Institute, as well as president of Art Therapy Without Borders, and is one of its founders. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.